Wiggy, is your sickness gonna? Is the sick gonna preclude you from attending a Dropkick show with me this weekend? Either tonight or tomorrow.
There's shows going on.
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know that.
It's an annual tradition. I brought it up yesterday.
Oh, okay.
To you. I said,
yeah,
let's
you invited
go.
Wiggy yesterday.
All right. Yeah. No, I don't think it should be an issue. That okay. Is that the like biggest St. Patty's Day song is Dropkick Murphys shipping up to Boston.
I mean, you could argue
that and TLC Waterfalls.
We've Whiskey in the Jarro is big,
but I mean like nationally when you think of
I think the Wild Rover is probably the go to song by those that will be performing in an Irish themed manner this weekend,
right.
I would assume.
Okay.
I would assume. We are going to, Jones and Keith coming up in a half an hour, 40 minutes, whatever. And we are going to play your Hill Notes momentarily. This is Dave from Natick. Hello, Dave.
Hey, good morning, guys.
What's
about
up?
The NFL draft, I'm a little bit at a disadvantage because I neither watch college football and I can't even play Madden, so I'm not sure how much of a draft expert I am.
Uh-huh.
But a question for Wiggy. So obviously, if you can draft somebody who's going to be a top three cornerback or a top three receiver, you do that at the top of the draft. The two questions I have, at what point does ranking in their position matter? Like, is a top 20 cornerback worth the same as a top 10 receiver? And if Travis Hunter was to try to play both, is it really possible for someone to learn the ins and outs of both positions to play at a high level in the NFL?
No, I mean, when you look at it, hands down, it's receiver. Just think about this. The number one highest paid receiver in the NFL is the Justin Jefferson. $140 million with his contract. When you look at the defensive back position, the highest paid cornerback is $100 million. So receivers are more valuable than defensive backs. And you can't do both. It is too difficult to do both. Just to put it in perspective so people can understand, Deion Sanders is arguably one of the greatest cornerbacks and most talented athletes we ever seen. He played 14 years. He had, in his NFL career, 60 receptions for 781 yards and 3 touchdowns throughout those 14 years.
Who was the best athlete you ever played with? Is it Champ Bailey?
The best athlete I ever played with, hands down, is Randy Moss.
Oh, right.
Yeah, Randy Moss would roll out of bed and run a 4.3. That's 6.4, 6.5. Just was unstoppable.
So there's no way Vrabel thinks he can do both, right?
No. Vrabel knows that. I mean, even like Vrabel, like we threw the ball to Vrabel, but that was really like goal line, stuff like that. You do that all the time. A good athlete who has good hands like Vrabel.
But Vrabel could be leaning toward the confidence that they can turn him into a great wide receiver.
Yeah, I got no...
And that from the money perspective, that may be what Travis Hunter wants also.
Yeah, I have no issues with that. As long as you say, hey, Travis, you're going to play cornerback 100%, I mean wide receiver 100% of the time. Now you can just coach him on route running. Because he is a great athlete, and that who knows where he'll land.
Yeah. This is Walter from Boston. Walter, what's up?
Hey, Wiggy, you were right last week. The Pats should try to sign Cam Robinson right as soon as possible, then trade back, get Warren, trade back into the first round and get Golden from Texas. He's the most ready to play in Josh's system, and he runs like a 4-2, and he runs great routes in this draft. That would be my thing. And then you get a number one, a tight end who's going to be ready to go right away, and you have a left tackle. That's what I think they should.
Yeah, I'm all on board that. Like, I love the Shime trade down, but I know he's taking Tetteroa McMillan. I would take Tyler Warren because I would try to see if I could maybe trade for a wide receiver. But I'm on board with Cam Robinson too. I'm on board with him because I think. He's a free agent, right? He was with the Vikings last year. I think he was a left tackle for the Vikings, so he's a free agent.
When Vrabel was talking yesterday about being able to get somebody in May, is he maybe thinking the same way Curtis is and it's A.J. Brown?
But wouldn't A.J. Brown be more valuable before the draft? Like, if
if I'm the Eagles, I move him at draft as the latest for this year, because you're going to want to get something in return that you could replace him with.
And Jones and Keefe, I think they had the best take on this. Pick swap with the Philadelphia Eagles. Eagles go from 32 to number 4, and they give you A.J. Brown. And so, and maybe you throw in like a second round pick or something like that, just to sweeten the pot a little bit. And they get the 4th overall pick. And then if they want a receiver, they could do that. But if they feel like, you know what, maybe we want Travis Hunter. Didn't they just release Darius Slay? So maybe they want a Travis Hunter to use.
If they execute that trade, Wiggy, if they are able to do that, I would. You and I are 1,000% in agreement on this. The Patriots are the second best team in the division right then. Like, if the Patriots get A.J. Brown, and they get a tackle or anybody that, you know, they figure out their offensive line. I'm not saying go, you know, get great players at every position. They could be a 9-8, 10-7 team.
And you could get your tackle if you pick swap. You could get your tackle at the end of the first round if you're in New England at 32. Now you don't have to concern yourself with the wide receiver. And then maybe, who knows, you figure out, do we want to pick up a young tight end in the second or third round? We could potentially do that.
And, Greg, you know Kraft better than anybody. You've been there since, I don't know what the drop is, but it's very early on.
The beginning, Curtis.
Oh, okay. And doesn't he want to do this before he's no longer here? And I hope he lives another 100 years. But, like, doesn't he want to expedite this? Wouldn't you think?
Yes.
Like,
I would think
let's
so.
Let's do it, Robert.
I would think so.
Yeah. I mean,
they had that press conference yesterday, which was a lot of nothing.
Right.
And so is his perception that, you know, that was it, this is exciting enough so far that they're done and they've spent enough. And
Greg, I said this to you before. Kraft's a smart guy. Vrabel's a smart guy. Elliot Wolf. Macro, they're smart guys when it comes to football. There's no way they're goobers and going, oh, we don't need a wide receiver. Or we'll just wait till June to see who we can get off the scrap heap.
Well, that's what their head coach said yesterday.
But there's no way they can be, like, saying things and really thinking things are two different things. Mm-hmm. Like, so saying that to the public is one thing, but really behind closed doors, they got to be like, all right, we need to do something when it comes to the wide receiver position.
And every time Robert steps out in front of the podium, it looks like his Alfredo broke. Like, he looks just down. Do you get that same feeling? Like, he just seems morose.
He's old. He's getting old, my man.
Well, he's worth billions of dollars. Put a smile on.
Well, you would think that, right?
All right. Hill Notes are brought to you by Coleman Electric. If you need an electrician, call Coleman.
It's electric.
We got good ones today, Shime.
Greg, we got the most Hill Notes we've had in quite some time. So let's try and get to as many of these as we can today.
Let them rip.
Hi, Greg. Good morning. I just calling to let you know that I'm doing my best when it comes to Bubba Sandy, and I am removing some of the helium from my balloons. Hashtag keep something safe.
That was somebody who, unfortunately, has started early for Sunday and is inhaling a little helium.
That was funny, though.
I believe that Ed Flynn has heard that, and he will be driving over there right now to pop the balloons. Any balloons that you bring on Sunday, your kids bring, will be popped.
That was Adam Sandler who just left the Hill Note.
And if you're caught smiling during the parade Sunday, you're shipped right out of Southie. No fun at the parade on Sunday.
All right, you heard Wiggy. We're trying to be the best here, so new time off policy. Greg, no days off. Chime, no days off. Wiggy, no days off. Courtney, no days off. Curtis, you do your best, bud. Whatever you need. All right, you take the time. Anytime you need, we'll try and make do without you.
Wiggy, I don't know what
took a little long to get there, Chief.
I don't know what sent him over the edge. Yesterday he said I was getting soft, and then this morning I think it's the news that Curtis and Chime are both out Monday or whatever.
Yeah, but, I mean, because you're always beating the drum about the millennials and the Gen Zs working remotely and flex time, and we're just like, here you let our millennials and Gen Zers just run free, walking all over you.
They are.
It's like, you know.
Is it embarrassing publicly?
I mean, probably. Didn't one guy call in? It's called you Greg Mayo.
Yeah. Wait, didn't Wiggy say we technically get 3 weeks vacation time, right? 15 days?
There's
that's what
unlimited,
he said?
The problem is there's unlimited vacation time.
Well, my point is I only used 12 last year. So if I'm if I do the same thing this year, Wiggy, I'm still under that 15 number that you so casually threw out there.
All right.
Hi, guys. I'm Mike Vrabel, and I just want to thank Elliot Wolf for this, and I want to thank Elliot for that, and just don't forget about Elliot Wolf did this, and I'm just really happy to be here with Elliot Wolf, and Elliot, if Mayo did that, you guys would freak out. I don't know about Vrabel, man. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. It seems like they are being collaborative.
Yep.
They're being collaborative, so I will see how it works when they take the football field for legit in September.
Well, they did make a good dent in free agency on the defensive side of the football.
Yeah, that side of the ball is what they have focused
on. So he's done more than what Mayo was able to do last year, so you feel good about that. Now you're just waiting on the offense.
Hey, Wiggy, I would tread lightly. Never go after somebody for taking care of their mother. You should be going after Courtney. Would she take 2 days off for her husband's birthday? How old are these people taking days off your birthday? Grow up. Have a nice weekend.
That is true. She did take 2 days off just to take Santo to Miami for his birthday.
I haven't seen, but somebody earlier was saying a lot of thirst trap Instagrams from the trip down. But that's what Florida is.
Yeah.
I mean, I
think it's like
beautiful weather, and you're out at the beach, and
enjoy it.
My thirst traps are coming this afternoon. Look out.
No, I'm not going after Shine for him going to
Yeah, you help. Were?
No. I'm going after Shine.
Oh, no, you definitely were.
I'm going after him because if you're going down there to help your moms who's, you know, feeling sick or under the weather, then maybe you should probably take a few more days off. It's interesting that you only took one day off.
Yes, because the specific appointment I need to be at is on Monday, and I didn't want to miss multiple days of work, Wiggy, so I'm flying down in like a 36-hour span.
Right, but you always like...
See, I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Oftentimes, as a manager, you get some background on what is going on with people, and that's how you make your decision. So you're not not privy to all of this information. You're just standing there on the outside judging.
Right, he can barely remember my first name.
If I was the manager for Shime, I'd say, okay, hey, listen, this is what I want you to do. Go down there, help your mom's with her appointment, stay the extra day, make sure she's able to bounce back from the appointment, and then you could come on back and be here
on Wednesday.
Yeah, because you know, can't really help somebody in 26 hours.
Hey, how great would it be if Jordan has to change the baby's diapers and Bill's diapers? What do you think about that, guys?
I don't know. So it sounds like it's not an engagement ring that she's wearing on her ring finger, Curtis. Is that what you're saying?
No, that's the rumor. It's not an engagement ring, but there could be a bun in the oven. I don't know. There's a lot of reports out there.
So why would you go to Instagram if you're her, where you know everybody's...
The same reason she's with him. She gets attention for it.
Yeah, because you know everybody's going to look at your ring finger, and if you have a ring on there, they're all going to think that you and Bill Belichick got engaged.
She likes the clout, man.
And this, by the way, this email that was my lead that Florio reported that Belichick has requested that Jordan be CC'd on all North Carolina-related emails, that may have gone on in New England, too.
You think so?
That's the rumor mill.
Really?
So she has been had a seat at the table for a while.
Give her credit. She even got Bill to look away and pose right for the picture with the ring because he's kind of like looking off into the sunset.
Well, she calls him Billy.
Yeah, give her credit. She got
That's
Billy
cute.
On a whole nother level.
It's cute.
Good morning show, Greg. From one distinguished leader to another, you need to check Shime's statistical abilities on gambling. 50 cents on the dollar decline in Vegas on Cooper Flag, but the line went from 350 to 375. What kind of math is that? No wonder why you think you bet $72,000 a year.
No, the number went from 320 to 375, which is 55.
Oh, snap.
And I rounded to 50, so thank you.
I love the music in the back, taking a page out of Angry Principal Dave's book.
Yeah.
I love that.
I mean, he's got a weak to if it's just a turned ankle. The wheelchair thing would make me nervous if I were a Duke fan.
Yeah, I mean,
Pierce thought that was a little much.
It looked pretty bad, but you know, like the basketball roll into the ankles, they look worse than they really are. So, you know, I mean, I think he'll be back.
And Duke could probably get to the Sweet 16 without him, so then you're looking at least 3 weeks or roughly 3 weeks
in between
games.
Yeah, there you go.
Hey, Greg. Robert Kraft here. Greg, I want to congratulate Coach Belichick on his engagement. I got my save the date invite. I'm just not sure how to dress for a kegger at Coachella. Thank you, Greg.
That guy is an old Hill Mill guy, Robert Kraft guy. Not bad.
That's pretty good right there.
Not bad.
That is pretty good.
I don't think they're going to. Where would they have the wedding? Would it be down in Chapel Hill or would it be on
Rainforest Cafe?
Probably probably Nantucket.
Definitely is all about the glow up. When she wore that dress to the NFL Honors Awards, she definitely is going to be like, hey, this thing's going to be worth at least a milli.
Yeah. Well, probably, I would assume you do it right there. They have the five houses, the compound there, ensconce it. Probably do it over there.
It's gonna be a whole weekend. There's gonna be performers there and everything.
Wedding at home.
Bon Jovi.
No, they're going. Somebody brings
the potato salad.
Yeah, no, this is next level. This is catered.
Potluck?
I don't think Bill's been married before. He doesn't.
Yeah, but remember, it's not for Bill.
It's for her.
It's not for Billy. It's for Jordan.
What do you think about Dua Lipa? Will she be there?
Somebody, I think so.
A live
performance. Oh, yeah, you could tell. I mean, just her, like, you could tell by Jordan's swagger and, like, you could tell she's into the hipness. So they'll be, whether it's Dua Lipa or, who's that other Doge Cat, something like
Doja
that.
Doja Cat, nice.
Doja Cat.
Good pull. Love Doja
One
Cat.
One of them.
Yeah. So it's going to be.
Paint the town red.
It's going to be big. It's going to be the wedding of the century. Believe that.
The definition of flex time. A flexible work schedule where employees can vary their start and end times within a set range while still completing their required hours, offering more control over their work schedule. So when are you guys completing your hours when you take flex time? Come on, Odyssey. Get with the program.
Oh, I love the Seinfeld music in the back.
That's unlimited vacation time. I can't do anything about it. It's a company rule. They went to unlimited flex time. Companies, I guess, find it to be better expense-wise when you give flex time because you don't have to pay people out for their remaining vacation when you fire.
That is why we changed. That is the only reason why Odyssey shifted.
Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah.
Can you please answer us? How old is Jackson? Because he sounds 72. And... you know, it's a great thing that you guys did for him, make a wish by giving him a job. But can we be done with that experiment? Thanks.
Yeah. He's not.
Jackson's in his 30s, right?
Is he in his 30s?
He's really? A year younger than me.
Huh. Interesting.
I don't understand the Costco hot dog lead.
No,
I think
he was trying to offer a tip that you can get a hot dog for $1.50.
It's a life hack.
Yeah, it's a Jackson hack. Right.
Well, so my lead on Monday is going to be go to 99 after the Red Sox win. Kids eat free.
Ooh, yeah, that's a good one. Yeah, it's a good lead.
Thanks. This was Shine when the fire department came to his house and told him to evacuate. Wait, hold on a second. Squirtle, I choose you. Blastoise, I choose you. Water, boom.
How close did the forest fire get?
So there's another section of townhouses next to mine, and then the forest begins. Uh-huh. And I think it was just a little ways in, and it was pretty close.
Did you grab the hose and start watering down your roof? Or?
No. We did have to alert them, though. They were unaware that there was a hydrant outside of my house in particular, because somebody decided it would be a good idea to put a bush in front of it. Whatever.
So you alerted the firefighters that there was a hydrant there.
Well, we alerted the neighborhood watch guy, and he went and did it. I don't want to have interactions with people.
The neighborhood watch guy.
What? Yeah, he's all over the place.
Was it a raging, out of control brush fire?
It was crazy. It was on the news. They had helicopters all over the place. The smoke was, half a mile down the street. Right. It was crazy.
Shime, you can only save two: your girl, your dog, or your Pokemon.
He's gonna.
I know.
It would be his PS5 that he would say.
I don't have a PS5, Greg. I have a PC.
Ooh,
okay, thank you. I'm
he's advanced.
Me.
Yes.
Yeah. Sorry. how ignorant.
Next level gaming. Come on.
Sorry about that.
And I would save my fiance and my dog.
I saved my gaming chair first.
And luckily, Wiggy, I really wouldn't have to make that choice because I could stick the most valuable cards in my back pocket and I'd be fine.
Okay.
I think Shime likes playing with bowling balls so much because he looks like one.
Oh, mean.
So, names we would not expect to see on the brothel list. Shime, he was too busy playing Pokemon. I'll say it for Greg. Yeth. And Wiggy, because if you believe everything he says, he was too busy with Mrs. Wiggins.
Right.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, I don't need to be at the brothel.
Very soon, they'll be in court.
Yep.
Is it going to be live somewhere? Like the other...
Not on Nesson.
Other prominent trial that we have here in Massachusetts.
You would think think there'd be like a someplace you can bet on possible names.
Oh, yeah. You can bet on who the Johns are.
Right.
Yeah. Well, they said politicians and very important people.
Oh, so I mean, that could mean anything.
Did I just hear somebody refer to somebody else as a goober on this radio station? You know what makes somebody a goober? Using the word goober.
Oh, like no. Word. Great. Underutilized.
Yeah, I like
excellent
goober.
Word.
Hey, everyone. It's Paula from Paws, New England. I just want to let you know that Ellie was adopted.
Yes!
Thanks for having us on, and we'd love to do it again.
Oh,
awesome.
That's cool.
All right. So I think every single one of Pudge's pals that we have had in the studio has found a forever home.
Yeah.
Oh, that is so awesome.
Amazing. Great job, Curtis. Anything else?
That'll do it today, Greg. I wanted to end on a positive note entering the weekend.
Good job. Love it, Shime. Thank you so much. Hill Notes brought to you every single day by Coleman Electric. If you need an electrician, call Coleman.
It's electric.